Welcome back to Active Donegal, a series which takes a look at how sport is feeding into Donegal communities and how physical activity is being encouraged. We have linked up with organisations and local clubs to highlight what sports and activities are available for diverse groups and communities in the Northwest region. In this episode, we focus on equine and liquid therapy and explore the benefits these therapeutic practices can have on people with additional needs in life. We have been out and about in Donegal over the past few weeks and visited some of the organisations that provide equine and liquid therapy sessions. Along the way, we've spoken to equine experts, including Jenny Peoples and Lisa Moore of Glenleary Riding School, Mary Devine of Devine Equine in New Mills, and Katie Coyle of Caring Capital in Falkara. We've also managed to catch up with some parents of the participants and some of the participants themselves. We've on to speak with Tom Lose of Liquid Therapy in Rosnoula to get the rundown of what liquid therapy looks like and how it can be beneficial. But firstly, let's hear from Donegal Sports Partnership's Sports Inclusion Lead, Therese Lafferty, on the partnership's plans for equine therapy.
In relation to the equine therapy, we've done quite a bit of work again through the Sports Inclusion Disability Programme with Jenny Peoples and Lisa out in Glenleary, but more recently through the ESF, the new Social Innovation and Sport funding, we have worked with Mary Devine out at Devine Equine. We have hosted programmes with Jenny and Lisa in Glenleary and the EquiMe programme, and they're shorter term programmes, so we might run 5 or 6 week programmes there targeting children with a disability. They're small group sessions and we would run them sporadically during the year, so they're very much demand and needs based programmes. So if we have a group of individuals who want to come together and do the sessions, we will host those sessions for them at Glenleary. With the other programmes with Mary Devine, I suppose they're private programmes, not that they're advertised to the public, but they're programmes that we would run in collaboration with other organisations.
To get a grasp of what equine therapy is all about, we headed for Glenleary Riding School in Remelton for a chat with Jenny Peoples and Lisa Moore. Delighted to be joined by Jenny Peoples out here at the Glenleary Riding Stables in Remelton. Jenny, if our listeners are anything like me, they're going to be wondering what equine therapy is. So maybe you can just explain a bit about it for us.
Equine therapy is a holistic approach to therapy that addresses physical, sensory, social, cognitive and emotional benefits. To narrow it all down, or to summarise it, equine therapy offers a lot to a lot of people. It can include therapeutic riding or unmounted. There's actually a lot of research done on it that speaks about oxytocin and how there's a Swedish research done on it that even petting a horse can release oxytocin, and that's the same with, I suppose, riding. Therapeutic riding is a little bit different to mainstream riding or riding in a saddle. We use a roller and a pad, and that just allows the gentle movement of the horse to kind of, I suppose, translate to the rider's body. So it makes them, it's all done in walk, it's all very gentle, and it kind of helps with their balance and coordination. So I suppose they're not being, I suppose, held in place by a saddle. They have to sit, they have to use their own core muscles, their own leg muscles to kind of maintain their balance. And I suppose during a session then we do activities, we play games that are all kind of developmental. And I suppose the sessions are all then tailored to their individual needs and their goals.
How did you get involved in this kind of stuff? Have you grown up riding horses, or where did this come from for you personally?
So I had horses when I was younger, and it fell to the wayside when I went to college. And then during COVID, I found a love for it again. I started riding back here in Glenleary with Lisa, and I was really interested in how it helped with my own, I suppose, anxiety and all that. And I suppose the more I did research into it, then the more I found all these therapeutic and all this new research that had been found. So I went and undertook a course to be a therapeutic riding coach. I went and did that in Festina Lente in Wicklow. So I am a qualified therapeutic riding coach. And then I was just able to adapt my skills and bring them here to Glenleary.
A lot of this is about the horses, and they're a very important part of this. What do you think is it about horses in general that make them such good therapeutic partners for people?
So horses are the facilitators in all of this. We're just here offering the service. It's the horses that are doing the work. They're big, gentle giants. Some of them aren't giants. They're big, gentle creatures. They're very calming, they're very, I suppose, even when you walked into the yard here, you were petting them straight away, and they're, I suppose, just welcoming, and a lot of people then create a bond with them and a friendship, and we see that then with our riders as well. They're accepting, they accept you, and they're great animals.
We might have some listeners to this evening that are just hearing about equine therapy for the first time. Just lastly for me, what would be some advice you would give to people that have just heard about this and they love animals, they love horses, and they would be interested in getting involved in something like this?
I suppose if you're interested, get in touch with us. It's equime.ie, or find us on Facebook, or even just come to Glen Eyrie Riding School. Come down, see, we are very busy. So get in touch and we can see, can we get you a slot? And again, as I said, all our sessions are tailored to each individual, so we will require some kind of details. And come down, see us, even do unmounted. I suppose we're all about progression here as well. If you come down, I suppose the first session could be unmounted. We can just, you know, get used to the environment. It's a whole sensory overload here as well with smells and touch. So, and then I suppose we could then look at the next session to hopefully get on the horse, do some therapy riding. And then it's great that we're here in a riding school that you can progress then onto mainstream or into the saddle and then move on over to our Special Olympics club.
I'm now joined by Lisa Moore, who is the manager down here at Glen Leary Riding School. And you've also set up the Stars and Saddles Club. Is that right, Lisa?
Yes, we have recently set up the Special Olympics, the Stars and the Saddle, the equestrian club here in Donegal. It's the only equestrian Special Olympics club in Donegal at the moment. So we're offering horse riding for people with intellectual disabilities in a fun, safe environment where they can be competitive. They can just work with the horses. And we're offering that here in Remelton and in Inishowen through our stables in Mallon as well. So we're offering it across the full county. It's a new club, so we're looking forward to meeting all our new members now in the coming months.
Who can benefit from equine therapy, and what kind of challenges or issues can it help to address?
Everyone can benefit from being around horses. They are very calming. They help regulate people's heart rate. They reduce their anxiety. They improve their core strength, your teamwork skills. Everyone's confidence grows a lot from being in the yard, from taking on a simple challenge of asking your horse to walk. Or maybe a more difficult challenge, everyone grows and builds their confidence as they ride. Through the equine therapy, we've seen a lot of benefits for people with autism, ADHD, Down syndrome, in their confidence and their core strength and in their bond that they build with their pony and the relationship that they build with their pony that they may not be able to form with other humans.
I was talking to you before there about Glen Leary specifically. You said you have over 30 horses down here. How did this all come about to be here?
So the yard has been here for quite a number of years, and we took the yard over 10 years ago and have grown that to now offer lessons 7 days a week. We have over 30 horses here, from small miniature animals to larger competitive animals, offering lessons for everybody from complete beginners to experienced riders, and for everyone with any type of additional need. We try and cater all our camps and lessons to everyone.
And you run regular classes here. What kind of feedback do you get from the classes? Do people really enjoy this? Yeah,
so loads of people really enjoy their horse riding. We are quite heavily booked up, so when that's the popularity of the sport, people are love the calming side of it. Some people like the more competitive side. Some people like the weekly social activity, their weekly recreational activity, and just the absolute joy of being around the animals.
While we were in Remelton, we also managed to catch up with Amber and her daughter Lily, who has been attending equine therapy classes for some time. Lily, you've been doing equine therapy now for a few years. Do you like it?
Yeah, I do.
What's your favourite part of coming down here to ride the horses?
Dainty, my favourite horse.
Who's your favourite horse?
Dainty.
What colour is she?
White.
And why do you enjoy riding her?
Because it feels free.
Amber, Lily's been doing this for a few years now. How do you think she feels after the sessions? Is she much more confident than she used to be, or what's changed in her?
Oh yeah, she's so happy when she comes here. She loves coming every week. We come a couple of times a week to the stables, and she's never complained or moaned about coming, even in pouring rain or anything. And I can just see such a difference in her, and she loves the whole vibe of the stables and the horses, the people here and everything. And yeah, the confidence has grown immensely socially and physically.
Yeah. So anybody listening to this, you would obviously recommend getting involved in equine therapy, yeah?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Like I say, it's a social, it's a physical, it's an emotional thing as well for her. You know, she's developed all her emotions greatly through the therapy as well.
What about you, Lily? Anything else to say on the radio?
Well, I can't wait for the EMP.
When do they start?
This weekend.
Oh, wow. Are you going to watch them?
Yeah.
Next, we went to New Mills, where Mary Devine of Devine Equine was on hand to share her thoughts on the benefits of therapeutic riding. Mary, it's a beautiful morning. You've been taking me around the yard, showing me all your beautiful horses. How long have you been doing this up here?
Well, we set up the service here at Devine Equine around 12 years ago. So we're up and running now about 12 years.
Right. And it's equine therapy classes you offer up here. Maybe you can just give us a wee idea about what equine therapy is and what that entails.
Yeah, we do equine therapy and equine-assisted activities here. So we work with small groups and preferably one-to-one, and it is using the medium of the horse, really, to help and assist everyone. We get referrals from physios, GPs, from schools, from parents, and from individuals themselves. And it's mainly around their level of ability or disability, and it also relates to children and adults with additional support needs and complex needs as well.
You've just joined up with the Donegal Sports Partnership as part of their Sport for Empowerment programme. Do you just want to talk to me a wee bit about that, and what kind of programme is that and what's going to be involved in that?
Yeah, we've been running now since mid-April with this programme, and it's really, really good programme, and it's taking place on a weekly basis. And we have, a very comprehensive group together. They're a group with who come from various experiences and ages. They're all working together, I suppose, and supporting each other. They come out on a Tuesday morning and a Thursday morning, and on a Tuesday morning in particular, this group has been up and running for a while. So we work with one of the horses here in particular, Molly, and we have a hands-on, almost a grooming session initially with Molly, and then we move down to the arena then, and everyone actually gets an opportunity to sit up on Molly and be part, you know, of doing the equine therapy as well as the equine assisted activity. The strength really is in the group, the support that the group brings to each other, and I suppose some of the group have had horse riding experience or been in the presence of horses in the past, and then others have absolutely none. So the level of achievement that has taken place within the group, it's been fantastic. Some people have never actually been beside a horse, and they're now actually sitting up and walking round on the horse. Some of the group are just happy to be in the presence of the horse, which is really lovely as well. And as we mentioned, the effect that the horse has on and the human interaction with the horse is really, really special. And a lot of this group have, you can really see their personal achievements within the group, and you can also see some of the group have actually really progressed around their physical achievements as well, actually been able to get on a horse and to feel comfortable with the horse in their space as well. So that it's really, really a great group and going really, really well.
What kind of feedback do you receive from these kind of classes? Do people enjoy them? What's people's favourite part about coming here?
Well, I think it's very hard to say what the favourite part is, to be honest. I think actually being around the horses and engaging with the horses, a lot of parents, especially with children with autism, would feedback that their child is much more relaxed, much happier, can sleep better. We also get children with maybe who are may have issues with their balance, with their core strength, with their motor skills, with their social and emotional development. So the therapeutic horse riding and equine assisted activities really does help that. Should that be
developing their posture and their balance or working on their core strength. And we would use that whilst they're on horseback and using specific cues or toys and a surround sensory integration as well. So we do get quite positive feedback from the parents and from the children and the young people themselves. I mean, when you're in a session with a child and they're smiling and they're happy and they're, you know, they're engaging really well. And for some non-verbal children to actually to be able to, you know, engage with the horse or the pony, engage with us, and you know that they can get on and feel comfortable. And for some children it's actually, it's amazing, it's really, really amazing. And we've had some children fall asleep on the pony as well, which is really lovely. And then from the various groups that we're holding as well, the small groups, the feedback from the participants themselves and some of the quotes that have, you know, that I've heard back and from the coordinators of the various services as well, it's all been very positive. And I think we're very privileged in that regard, you know, that people do choose to engage with us as well.
Yeah. And lastly for me, Mary, I'd just love to hear a wee bit about the actual horses themselves. As an animal lover myself, it's cats that get me, but I completely get it. I can't walk past a cat without going over and giving it a wee pet, and it just instantly makes me feel happy. For you, it's obviously horses. What do you think is it specifically about horses that make them such good therapy partners, make people feel better and just cheer people up?
I think horses are, in all of my life, they've always amazed me by their ability to absorb and to pick up on our emotions and or how we are feeling ourselves. But also, a horse's heart rate is much lower than ours. It sits around 30 to 35. Ours is around 72. And their breaths per minute is much lower than ours. And I think as well, the tactile, the actual getting your hands on a horse, and for some people that's absolutely huge, and how that can reduce the level of stress and anxiety within us, is it's amazing. But horses in general are such an amazing animal. They have such power and such strength that they could just, you know, absolutely walk wherever they wanted to, whenever they wanted to want to, but they just allow us to do so much, you know. And I think, you know, anyone that works with horses will have that understanding of them. And it's just, you know, we're very privileged to be and doing the work that we're doing with horses and around horses every day. Also, horses and their gait, their biomechanics, how they move similar to us. They move one side and then the other, and so do we. So that actually makes them quite comfortable in walk for us. And most of our therapeutic work is done in walk. And it really makes us look at our core strength and our balance and our posture. And that's another reason why we feel horses are so comfortable.
Kitty Coyle runs Caring Capel in Fulcarra. We spoke to her about some success stories she's encountered during her time running the facility.
I'm now joined by Kitty Coyle down here at Caring Capel in Fulcarra. A beautiful setting down here, Kitty. Just maybe you can start by telling us what it is you do down here at Caring Capel and how long you've been up and running.
I qualified 2 years ago as a therapeutic riding coach and also as a qualified special needs assistant. I'm also, more importantly, a mum to a young man with Down syndrome. So I saw the need myself for alternative therapy for children, young people, sorry, with additional and emotional needs in County Donegal, especially as a lot of children are not getting occupational therapy and physiotherapy and even speech therapy. And also socially, we are very isolated. So we established Caring Capel in 2023. Now, therapeutic riding is an equine-assisted activity that can be effective in improving balance, coordination, emotional control, self-confidence and self-esteem. It provides an intense multi-sensory experience. It can help develop muscle tone, improve posture, support the development of fine and gross motor skills, help promote efficient sensory processing and aid with social skills.
Is it mainly children's groups you have down here, or do you have any adult groups coming in? What classes do you run down here?
It's mostly young people. We do have a few young adults. Our eldest is probably 30 at the moment that comes. Yeah. They come from one of the day centres. They would come regularly, and they've noticed a huge difference, especially in regulation.
Yeah. And you said you have a Down syndrome son yourself. Yeah. Have you noticed much difference in him since he started these classes?
Definitely. I actually tried to teach him the traditional way at home. And as soon as I went to train and I started doing the games where we do OT exercises, crossing the midline, physio exercises, he didn't realise he was working his body. So his core improved, his regulation improved. So I thought there's something to this now. So it's that's the thing. You don't realise they're working their bodies and even their minds and even emotionally.
Yeah.
That's, you know, it's a great way to it's just a different way to exercise the body and mind.
Yeah, on a personal level, it must be very rewarding when you see young people with learning difficulties or problems in life coming here, and over the course of time, being on the horses, being around the horses, it must be so rewarding for you to see them progress and get better and gain confidence. What do you think is the biggest thing that you notice a difference in between children before and after they come to a few classes or have been here for a period of time?
It's extremely emotional, especially because we create a bond as a family with the other families, because it is a different path when you have a child with additional needs. I think there's a few standout moments, but one particular one was a girl with Angelman syndrome who, after five sessions, she's in a walking aid, she's nonverbal, and after five sessions, the mother phoned me, left me a voice message and said she started to stand up unaided. Never done it before, just from coming on the horse. Like, yeah. It's mad. I have another child who was on Movicol, which is for her constipation. She doesn't need it anymore. There's one young lady who was quite hunched up, and her mother, she says within 6 months her posture has completely changed, even physically, her core, she's lengthened her whole outline. It's mad how it's changing. Yeah. It's like, I didn't expect this magic, yeah. But it really is pure magic what these horses can do.
Yeah, and you've mentioned the horses. That's what I was going to get on to next. They're the main event down here. Without them, this would be nothing. No. What do you think it is about horses that can have this effect on people?
They take the young person at face value. They live in the moment. And also, I can see the way the horse reacts, what's going on internally in the person. The horse will have a huge release, and you can see that's what has happened to the young person as well. I know myself, they've helped me through all my life mentally. So this is another thing as well. We do a lot of ground-based work as well, and I'm actually trained to be an equine emotional well-being coach, just to help a little more. It's not just all about the physical. The emotional is a huge thing with the horses, and they change when they're around people with additional needs. Absolutely. It's magical to see.
Yeah.
They become different horses.
Yeah, and Katie, just lastly for me, we might have parents of children with learning disabilities or Down syndrome listen to this evening. What advice would you have to them if they're thinking about getting involved in this kind of stuff? And maybe just mention how they can get in touch with you if they're in the area and it's something that they might want to get involved in.
Yeah, they can either phone me, or they can send me a WhatsApp, or they can message me on 086 846 7509. Also, we have a Facebook and an Instagram page as well. But no, even if they want to come up, try it. It's not for everybody. But you know, it's worth a try. And we actually find that families get very involved. We have one mother who actually, we have to bring another pony in, so she talks to that pony while her child's having a session. And we see that even the parents, I have put quite a few parents on so they can feel what happens. It's just because you don't use a saddle, you get all that sensory input directly into your body, and a lot of people would have emotional releases. I've had a lot of mothers have an emotional release as well. They're here, and I've said, listen, this is what your child is feeling, just you feel it, and they love it. They're just like, whoa, it's so different from traditional riding.
Yeah.
You have that connection with the horse.
While in Falkara, we spoke to Roisin, who has a young daughter who has benefited massively from attending Katie's classes, and James, a young man who loves coming to Carrick Capel, and told us about his favourite horse, Midnight.
What are some things you've noticed different about Eve before she came to Carrick Capel and now that she's been here over a year?
I'd say the main thing would be that this is an activity that Eve can participate in independently. It's fully inclusive. When she comes here, she can do everything with the pony that a typical child could do. So she gets a sense of responsibility from that. Plus she's having therapy and she doesn't realise she's having therapy because she's having so much fun, so much crack. So that would be the main thing.
Yeah. And do you notice her growing bonds with certain horses and developing her emotional intelligence at all?
Absolutely. She's made a fantastic connection with the pony that she's in there on now, Pepper. So she would talk about Pepper. Eve would be pre-verbal, it's called. Eve has very few words, but she would talk about Pepper. When she comes in to see Pepper, you've seen it there yourself, she's straight over and she's doing the wee hugs and kisses, and like during the week as well would mention Pepper and would do the signs for horse riding. She really loves coming here.
Yeah. You know. Does she show any other interest in animals? I suppose she's probably developed more of a love for animals since she started coming to the care in Capel, has she?
Yeah, she's always loved animals. She's a dog at home, and she would be wary, but you can see that animals are her thing, yeah. You know, and when she see like the likes of Pepper, the likes of certain dogs that she would connect with, she loves animals.
Yeah, good stuff. And we might have some listeners this evening that are parents of children with intellectual disabilities or Down syndrome, autism. What kind of advice would you have to those parents? You'd obviously recommend this kind of thing. What would you say to those parents if they had any reservations about starting something like this?
I would say give it a go. We haven't looked back since day one. Eve really enjoys this. She's getting so much out of it. Her concentration has improved. Her gait has improved. Her strength. There's so many pluses in relation to the equine therapy. And she also has built up relationships with Katie and her husband and children, Anna and Joe. And it's great that way, you know. And I love coming here too. I go out to Freckles in the field when Eve's in there, so it's great, you know. I would say go for it and see how your child gets on, but you can be guaranteed they'll probably really love it.
I'm now joined by James. James, what's your second name?
McGinley.
James McGinley, who has been coming to care in Capel for quite a while now. James, what's your favourite thing about coming down here to the horses?
They're just beautiful, they're peaceful, they understand, and they're funny, and they're really smart.
Yeah.
No, it gives you peace in the world we live in, you know, especially in recent times. So, yeah, it makes me happy.
Are horses your favourite animal?
Yeah, besides dogs.
Dogs?
Yeah.
Do you have dogs yourself?
No, one of them kind of killed our chickens, so we had to get rid of it, so yeah.
When you come down here to Cairn Capel, you obviously do various activities on the horses. What's your favourite thing to do on the horse?
Just pet it, yes, because it's just so nice and fluffy.
Do you have a favourite horse?
Midnight.
Can you tell me a wee bit about Midnight?
Well, see, I had Sally a bad pass, I think, because her donor's in a TTY, but see, recovered, I came here, and she was a bit scared for a bit, but she started to feel better, and she became amazing and became a bit of a mother figure to the other horses too, and helped so much people and really likes me a lot.
And lastly for me, we might have other young people listening to this that might be thinking about getting involved with this. Would you recommend coming here?
I mean, yeah, it really helps. I do recommend.
Moving on to liquid therapy, let's hear from Therese about the Donegal Sports Partnership's links with Tom Losey, a liquid therapy specialist whose facility is located on Rosnaula Beach.
For years now, we've worked with liquid therapy through the Sports Inclusion Disability Programme. We have worked with Tom and the guys at liquid therapy, providing sessions for people that have a disability. So mainly children. I know they've plans now and they have expanded for adults, but over the years it was historically programmes for children with a disability. And then more recently, we would have provided funding for the innovation side of things, for the A Drop in the Ocean, so the ADITO programme that they have. Very much focused on mental well-being, so a new program I think happened after COVID and in response to COVID and what they had encountered there.
I'm now here with Tom Losey at Rosnaula Beach, and we're here at the liquid therapy facility here. Tom, I suppose first things first, maybe you can just give our listeners an idea about what liquid therapy is and what it entails.
Well, welcome Highland Radio to the Liquid Therapy Centre. Liquid Therapy is a charity based in South Donegal here at Rosnaula Beach, and we use the ocean and surfing as a medium to engage young people and young adults who would maybe struggle to participate in a mainstream environment. And then we use it as a platform to like improve the physical, social and mental well-being of each of those people that we get to work with and provide our programmes for.
Yeah, and I've been told before that you have had links with Donegal Sports Partnership before. Is that true? I was talking to Therese Lafferty and she mentioned an app that you've developed called A Drop in the Ocean. Maybe you can just tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, our journey with Donegal Sports Partnership goes back to when we first started in 2011. They got us our first two oversized boards and they've been strong supporters ever since. And since then, that journey's just really grown to last year where we were working with them and Sport Ireland to really develop the ability to monitor an individual's mental health throughout the programme and to also really engage like schools and groups in using like blue space for mental health programmes, and Donegal Sports Partnership have been integral in that development.
Going back originally, what was the inspiration behind setting up Liquid Therapy here in South Donegal?
Back when I was a young cub, I had the privilege of volunteering for a charity in California that just worked with children with autism. And there I just saw the impact that had on the individual and the family. And then when I moved back to Ireland in 2007, that service just didn't exist here. And there was such an appetite from the families to engage in surfing, but none of the mainstream providers were able to provide the level of support and understanding that would facilitate that. And that's something that was like our starting point. We're able just to come together as a community and provide those shared experience, working with Letterkenny Autism Group throughout the summers. And then just slowly over the last 13 years, she's just organically grown into a bit of a monster.
Would it typically be one-to-one lessons you have down here or groups? Or maybe you can just explain a little bit about the types of groups of the people that you have come into these classes.
Yes, so Liquid Therapy provides 9 different services. And it provides the right level of support to each individual. So if, say, there's a participant with a mobility challenge, we might provide up to 3 or 4 instructors to give them a positive ocean experience. And then for some of the young people we work with or adults, they might need just like a 2-to-1 support or 1-to-1. And then with our mental health program, we deliver them in small pods so that there's a real positive social structure there. And that would be just up to 4 participants with 1 instructor.
If I were to come here for the first time, do you need to be able to swim to do this? Or how do you deal with the different levels of ability or experience in the water? How does that work?
Right, you're welcome anytime. but one thing we've really learned over the last few years is that it's not really just surfing. It's being able to access the beaches and the coastline that we just have in such a rich abundance around Donegal. And for families who might be dealing with stress or anxiety or a diagnosis, you know, the typical day trip to the beach maybe isn't as peaceful and as relaxing that like a lot of people would expect or be used to. So what we'll do is we'll have a chat with you. We'll ring you and speak to you as a new family and then see what is it that's right for that person who's coming along. Or as a shared experience, we have sibling camps as well. And for some people, it's just getting their toes in the sand for the first time or building a sandcastle, paddling in the water or going for a swim or bodyboard, all the way up to surfing. But really just like being in that outdoor space, it's such a incredible environment and really restorative that like we can just facilitate that and take out the stress. And then while we're with that participant in the water, those parents or carers are on the beach, you know, enjoying that really restorative respite, seeing their surfers flourish, or kind of just going for a walk and taking a moment for themselves, which is so important in today's hectic life.
Yeah. Going to the Liquid Therapy classes themselves, what kind of issues or challenges can they help address?
So one thing that Liquid Therapy's really learned to understand is that it addresses maybe like 5 key areas. We see the physical benefits, which obviously sport and being outside addresses, the social interaction, and that small personal service means that we can really support the individual with where they're at. Surfing's great. You can either be on your own in the water, which is completely fine, or you can be part of a wider experience, and that's good too. So you've got all those social benefits. Obviously, the mental well-being of being socially connected and physically active and outdoors are, you know, well evidenced. Being on the beach is a great learning environment too. You're mastering new skills. It's a great platform. We have school groups that come down and they'll do some of their lessons down here too, whether it's beach cleans or a bit of geography, a bit of writing, creative writing. And then the obviously one that we like to call is like the ripple effect. So the benefits that go far beyond just being at the beach: improve sleep, improve participation in other activities, and as I mentioned before, like just those benefits to the family as well of having a shared experience or just having a bit of respite and time out too.
Yeah, and you've obviously been doing this a long time. What kind of feedback do you get from participants or parents of the participants? What kind of feedback do you receive?
So far today, we've only had like 100% positive. And I think actions speak far louder than words. So some of the young people we've engaged, who were once 6 and 7, are now 16 and 17, and they're now volunteering with us. We've gone from serving 3 families in 2011. This year, we now work with over 500 young people a year. And we've gone from being like in a car with a trailer to like a surf centre that just keeps evolving, which just really shows that it provides such a great service to the county.
Yeah. And for you personally, it must be a very rewarding thing to do.
It's incredible. Like, social connection and community are like one of my biggest drivers. And to have that, I know from speaking to our volunteers and things like that, they often take away far more than they realise and than what the kids get.
Yeah. So how can interested individuals sign up for your classes, Tom?
Well, first of all, they can support us by our goal is to become mobile and go around the county. So our next big project to engage families who are maybe don't have the capacity to travel. We're working towards getting a vehicle. So you can visit our website, www.liquidtherapy.ie. Find us on our social media channels, and then just reach out. If it's a new family, we'll contact you and give you a call, and really just look to understand what is it that you need to have the best time in or at the beach.
Lastly for me, Tom, what advice would you give to someone listening to this now that was thinking about maybe participating in liquid therapy?
Trust us and go for it.
We leave the final word to Therese Lafferty to tell us why Donegal Sports Partnership have been keen to get involved with equine and liquid therapies, the benefits that can be gained from both practices, and how they can help with overall inclusion in sport in Donegal.
Donegal, one, has a great landscape for outdoor recreation, and I guess we have a really strong ethos within the organisation for any programmes that are outdoors. You know, we know the benefits of the outdoor programmes for people. Particularly, I suppose, where my programmes would have come in the Sports Inclusion Disability Programme, the benefits of equine therapy in terms of working with the horses. You've got mounted and unmounted activities there, so balance, physical well-being, mental well-being, trust, boundaries, anxiety reduction, and really helping kids to manage their disabilities. Again, with Liquid, I suppose the benefits that we've seen there would include self-esteem, improve self-esteem, confidence, the freedom that the outdoors provides, you know. So I think kids get to escape for that period of time, and then the enjoyment and the fun that they have with each of the sessions, both the equine and the liquid therapy sessions, will provide an awful element of fun and enjoyment for the kids as well. Everybody thinks on the traditional sports, but for the groups that we work with and the marginalised groups and the kids and adults with a disability, these programmes provide so much more than just your generic traditional sports. And I guess team sports aren't for everybody, and particularly those with a disability. You know, sometimes you need that individual, sometimes you need the one-to-one support, and sometimes you need what these sports will provide, you know. So I guess it's just different, and it's very much something that you need to see and experience when you watch the kids and the adults that go through the programmes. The benefits are absolutely fantastic, you know. So I guess we've seen that over the years, and we're just very keen that that gets promoted, and that we can provide a little bit of funding to help the groups to do that.
That's it for Programme 3. I've been your host, Mark Gallagher. The Active Donegal series is produced by Highland Radio and funded by Commission the Man with the television licence fee.